This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday welcomed the, quote, major breakthrough, end quote, in a Boeing Airbus trade dispute and an agreement with the European Union to counter China's non-market practices. Mr. Biden said in a statement, quote, today the United States and the European Union made a major breakthrough in the Boeing-Airbus trade dispute, which has lasted more than 16 years, end quote. He added, quote, significantly, we also agreed to work together to challenge and counter China's non-market practices in this sector that give China's companies an unfair advantage, end quote. Earlier, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the EU and U.S. had agreed to prolong the truce holding off punitive tariffs in their dispute over aircraft builders Airbus and Boeing. In remarks, she said, quote, this really opens a new chapter in our relationship because we move from litigation to cooperation on aircraft, end quote. Delegations from Russia and the United States involved in nuclear negotiations with Iran have held talks in Vienna ahead of Wednesday's summit meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United States is not directly involved in the Vienna negotiations, but has regular contacts with participating diplomats. A senior Russian diplomat said the Vienna meeting was, quote, proof that the two countries can maintain businesslike cooperation on issues of common interest, end quote. China is denouncing a statement from NATO declaring it a constant security challenge, saying it is a force for peace but will defend itself if felt threatened. The Chinese mission to the European Union said in a news release Tuesday that the NATO statement was a, quote, slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and NATO's own role.